Britain at a Watershed. Unit 1. The Brexit Referendum. Warm-up.
Number 1. A. The newspaper headline refers to America. B. Every word in the headline begins with C. C. The headline is written in capital letters. Number 2. A. The Union Jack is the flag on the right. B. The building appears to be curved. C. There are a lot of people looking down through the windows.
Reading comprehension.
Referendums are not common in British political life. However, on rare occasions, they have been used to decide important constitutional questions. There was, for example, a referendum in Scotland in 2014 to decide whether the country should be independent or not. Most recently, on the 23rd of June 2016, a referendum was held throughout the UK to decide whether the UK should remain in the EU. The result came as a shock to most people in the UK and to many people around the world, and could prove to be a defining moment or watershed in British history. The British people voted by 52% to 48% to leave the EU. The two sides in the campaign leading up to the referendum were the Remain side, who said Britain should not leave the EU, and those favouring Brexit, a word combining BR from Britain and exit, that is, exit from the EU. The Remainers said it would be foolish to leave a large and successful trading bloc like the EU. Brexiteers said Britain would be better off making its own decisions regarding the economy and questions like immigration. In fact, immigration came to be a major issue in the election and may probably be the reason the Brexit side won. Large numbers of people, particularly in poorer areas of the country, voted for Brexit because they believed the UK would be able to exercise tighter control over immigration. They were afraid of competition from immigrants for jobs, housing, and places in education. Areas with a younger population, good jobs and better education tended to vote Remain. So, for example, the university towns of Oxford and Cambridge voted heavily to remain in the EU. David Cameron, the Prime Minister who had called the referendum and who had been confident there would be a decision to remain, resigned a few weeks after the result. He was replaced by Theresa May. It is up to May to negotiate Britain's exit from the EU and to find, for the UK, a new position in the world, which everyone agrees will not be an easy task.
Dialogue. Two students, Jane and Pierre, are talking about the Brexit result. I come from France, and people there can't understand why British people voted to leave the EU.
Yes, I agree. The result came as a big shock.
Can I ask, were you happy with the result?
Well, personally, I wasn't happy, but not surprised.
Why do you say that?
Well, I come from the north, and a lot of people there were not happy about the EU.
Well, I'm sad Britain is leaving the EU.
But Britain and France will still be friends and neighbours.
Questions. Number 1. Where does Pierre come from?
A. The north of England. B. France. C. We are not told.
Number 2. What does Jane say?
A. She was happy and surprised. B. She was surprised and sad. C. She was not happy and not surprised.
Number 3. Who does Jane say will still be friends and neighbours?
A. Britain and France. B. Jane and Pierre. C. The North and the South of England.